looking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and, well, the views of our special guest. And today that guest is John Christian Reiter, and you can read Jan's articles at newsreviews.com. He's an excellent writer. But today we're going to be talking about China, and we're going to be talking about oil, and we're going to be talking about, well, we're going to hear what he wants to talk about. Hi, thanks so very much for being with us, Jen.
It's nice to be back.
So, well, you're concerned about what's happening with China, and I think we should all be. We're creating the best enemy money could buy. So pick the story there.
We are, you're absolutely right. We are creating the worst enemy money can buy. And unfortunately, we're footing the bill. And we are buying a nuclear enemy who intends, when they get their army prepared, to attack us. It's that simple.
Right.
So we're buying all of these cheap Chinese trinkets right now, thinking, well, it's not harming anybody, and I'm saving a few bucks, and I need the stuff, and it looks good, and we buy it. And then we buy animal food for our pets a few months ago, and we discovered some of our pets died. And when people got to looking, they found that the Canadian products that, and this was wheat gluten and rice protein, and when you looked on the labels on the cans, nowhere on the can did it say made in China. These were Chinese products, or these were Canadian products, but they're actually Chinese products camouflaged. And the interesting thing, when you looked at the wheat gluten, they discovered that they were using melamine, which is a plastic, to make the wheat gluten look better so that the buyers from the Canadian processing plants would buy it. And it was a lot cheaper, and it looked like it was better. And they bought it, and pets died. And when you go back and you start looking at the other things the Chinese have done, when you buy tea, Chinese tea from China, you find the Chinese tea contains carbon monoxide. And you got to ask yourself, how could carbon monoxide get in tea? It's because the process they use for drying the tea leaves is they lay the tea leaves out in a parking lot, and they drive trucks across them, and the heat from the exhaust dries the tea. It's the cheapest way to process the tea leaves that they can find. It's just harmful. And this is what we're getting from China. We are getting things that are not safe. So not only are the inferior products camouflaged as things that are equivalent to what we would buy in this country, only at a cheaper price, they are inferior products that are not only worthless, they are dangerous.
Well, don't forget about the toothpaste that has this glycol, something sort of glycol in it. It was a deadly poison they were selling. And then, of course, the salmon that we're buying from them, the farm-bred fish. And, of course, they were being fed human fertilizer, human feces and waste. And, of course, they were doing the same thing with their shrimps.
Yes.
And they were adulterating so many things because, of course, they have a different set of values over there. And whether they're intentionally trying to harm us or whether they're doing it accidentally really doesn't matter. We can't trust anything coming from China. And they've cornered the vitamin business. So many of our vitamins are made over there. You try to get vitamin C that's not made in China. And I think we should all be concerned. What a wonderful way to poison the entire American population. We'll be back in just a moment with John Christian Reiter.
Safety Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, it also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Well, this is Dr. Standback here. I guess John Kristen Reiter, and we're talking about China. We're talking about the melamine in the pet food and how many of the pets died. There were thousands of them, apparently, that became ill. And do we have any idea how many did die?
Well, I think the account that I got was 112.
Okay.
But there were statements made in the media in the United States that the total was actually over 1,000, but they have established 112 pets that died. You look at this, the head of China's their Food and Drug Administration, Zhang, who they just executed a couple days ago, and they executed this guy because he was responsible for accepting a bribe from a Chinese pharmaceutical company that put the diethylene glycol in cough syrup. Now, this was also found in toothpaste, but in this instance, it was placed in cough syrup. It killed 100 people in Central America, killed 10 people in China, and he was put on trial, and he was found guilty and sentenced to death. His assistant was just found guilty a couple weeks ago and was also sentenced to death, but he was given a 2-year stay of execution. So I don't know who he knows in government, but this is the problem that you run into. There are no standards in China. China is a country that anything goes, whatever it takes to get the sale. Now, I talked to a couple days ago to a college professor in South Korea. And he read the article that I had posted on News With Views and managed to get hold of me. And this was a topic that his class was discussing. But the people in the Orient realize that what China is doing is not trying to get an upper leg on trade. They are attempting to use trade as a weapon of warfare to destroy the economies of their enemies. And it's really interesting, and American people need to pay attention to this fact, because this is a fact. This is a form of economic warfare, of deliberately creating inferior products that are sold so cheaply that the consumers in the other countries can't resist them. And basically what it does, it drives the industries of those countries out of business.
And they've certainly done that with nails here in the United States. Try to buy nails that are not made in China, and you can't do it. Try to buy certain of the vitamins that are not made in China. They've undercut everybody here. And, so we don't know what their standards are. We're told that they're all right, and we handle some vitamin C. The people who we get it from say it's great, But can we be sure it'll be great a year from now or 2 years from now? And I am very concerned.
There are no standards. That's the problem in China. There are absolutely no standards. And the Chinese government makes the statement, and has made the statement to the United States, that they are attempting to adopt these standards because they've never been in a position to do this type of world trade. And so they have never had the need to develop them.
But the thing that really bothers me is the fact that the tremendous amount of currency reserves, they have more currency reserves than any other country in the world, about 1.2 to 1.3 trillion dollars. And if they were to, now they're not all dollars, I mean the equivalent of it probably 70 or 80,000, or 700 or 800 billion are in dollars, the rest of it's in other currencies. If they were to dump that on the market tomorrow, they would destroy our entire economy.
Well, the most frightening thing when you look at China, and when you're talking about money reserves, China right now is the only nation buying U.S. debt bonds, and debt bonds are used by this country to create its money supply. China is the only country right now buying our debt bonds. Everybody else is buying euros. So if you want to see something scary, all you got to do is start dumping these bonds, and we've got a humongous problem. So, but when you look at right now, China supplies the United States with 18 to 20% of the food products that this country consumes. There is a concern now, and this concern has been rising since the melamine pet food scare. And this is to get country of origin labeling on the products that come into this country. And people are clamoring for this. Most people don't realize that in 2002, the Republican-controlled Congress passed a law mandating country of origin on all packages of imported foods. The Bush administration managed to get a reprieve, a waiver, in 2004. And then they got another waiver in 2006. So this law that was passed in 2002 requiring country of origin on all imported products that come into the United States of America, this law is now scheduled to go into effect September 30th of next year. And the Bush administration is working really hard right now trying to delay it again. Now, the delays are being requested by the lobbyists for the Grocery Manufacturers of America and Archer Daniel Midland. The And these are the people who control what's in the grocery stores in the United States. So we've got the most serious problem that this country faces when you look at the FDA not regulating the food products, not checking the food products that come in, because the FDA only checks approximately 2% of the food products that come into the United States from other countries. So this means 98% of the stuff that's coming in is not being checked. What is interesting is that in the food products that they check, probably 20% of them are rejected. They're sent back. So the problem that we, this very, very serious problem, is that we don't have the muscle on the docks to check the goods that are coming into this country today from China. That basically 98% of the containers that come in are offloaded off the ships, and they're hooked up on trucks, and off they go across the United States. Just a couple months ago, we had a little boy that died from lead poisoning. He had swallowed a piece off of a necklace that came from China. Underneath the metallic paint, it was 100% lead, and this child died of lead poisoning. There are about 200 cases of lead poisoning from jewelry. 46 of those deaths in the last 5 years were attributed to cosmetic jewelry that came from China. We have laws in this country that do not allow lead-based paints. There are no jewelry manufacturers in the United States who use lead. Lead's not used. It's dangerous. Lead poisoning is just too easy to happen. The lady who heads the Consumer Product Safety Commission set a policy. The policy, and I'm just had to find it on my website here. And this is under CPSC guidelines. There cannot be more than 600 parts per million of lead in a jewelry component. That means in the chain, the pendant, the clasp, and the single bead. And jewelry coming into this country from China contained as much as 99% lead. And she makes a statement. And the statement that she made is, it's imperative that countries understand if they're going to sell products in the U.S., consumer protection has to be one of their main concerns. Every country that does business with the United States has FDA guidelines, USDA guidelines, CPSC guidelines. Everybody has these guidelines. But China pays no attention to them. China is determined. China is going to do what it has to do to corner the market and get the cash from the United States. That cash, right now, is being used to modernize the nuclear arsenal of China. And it is being modernized for one reason and one reason only, and that reason is the destruction of the United States of America.
And that really doesn't make any logical sense. And if it doesn't make any logical sense, then there must be another explanation for it. Because certainly our military leaders know exactly what's going on. They have the same opportunity to read the Chinese military periodicals that you and I do. And they know that the Chinese look upon the United States as their major military enemy, and that one day they're going to war with us.
Yes. Yes. There's a, and I don't know when this company started up, but the company is called Aquaculture Certification Council. And it has been retained by some large supermarket chains, large restaurant chains, and their job is to trace the origin of food products and trying to keep them out of their restaurant chains and keep them out of their supermarkets. And I,
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with John Christian Ryder. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tieri. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
I think they're in New Jersey, but I'm not certain. That was the first to hire them. Wegmans was getting a lot of questions from their customers and demands from their customers not to carry food products from China. And so they retained ACC to track the origin. Darden Restaurants, which owns Red Lobster and Olive Garden, now use aquaculture to check the origin of the fish that they serve. And the reason that it is so imperative, China's behavior as an exporter of food products raises really, really, really serious questions for the American consumers. For example, the FDA has rejected fruits and fruit byproducts from China as filthy and in some cases contaminated. Prunes that are tinged with chemicals to make them appear healthy contain chemicals that are not approved for human consumption. Mushrooms coming from China are sprayed with DDT, which is banned in the United States. And this brings us back looking at the pet food scandal and the use of melamine and a couple of different acids in the wheat gluten and rice protein. There is a unbelievable need to check everything that comes in from China. They can't be trusted. China insists that its state-owned fish farms don't use any antifungals, yet they've been found on fish products coming into the United States. The antibiotics that are used to kill a range of bacteria and viral fish ailments in the Chinese fish farms are found still on the fish that come into this country. The American people have to draw a line in the sand. We just absolutely have to draw a line in the sand. And the line that we draw isn't just on food. We're concerned about the food because we know if we consume food products that have toxic chemicals in it, it's going to make us sick, could kill us. But we don't realize that the other products that we buy that are made in China are ultimately going to kill us. They're going to kill us because the money that we are spending is being used by China. I'll say this again. They're being used by China to destroy us. And ultimately, if we continue to buy goods made in China, this is what's going to happen.
And that it is being encouraged by the Bush administration. It was encouraged by the previous administration. Certainly, I remember in 1989 when Tiananmen Square, and here these people, young people in Tiananmen Square, they were just asking for freedom. They had pictures of the Statue of Liberty and writings of Thomas Jefferson, and they were slaughtered, several thousand of them. And at that time, China was trying to get most favored nation treaty status. And
yeah.
George Herbert Walker Bush, the President of the United States at that time, granted them, rewarded them immediately after the Tiananmen Square massacre. And you have to ask yourself, why would he do that? Why not, say, we're going to stand on principle. These people want to be free, and you're not giving them any freedom at all. I mean, we're not going to treat you like a civilized society because you're not one. And yet, of course, instead of doing that, where we begin, granting all sorts of loans to the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Asian Development Bank, to our major banking interests, to our major corporations, we guaranteed the security of the corporations that went from here over to China so that if their property and the factories were ever expropriated by the Chinese communists, they would get back not only their initial investment, but up to three times what they had lost.
When we look at this, we see this country and we see the European Union, we see everyone in the world that looks so enviously at China because of the vast consumer base that China possesses. If it was a developed nation, it is not. China really doesn't have that consumer base, because to have a consumer base where they buy products, they've got to have money. And most of the people in China do not possess any wealth at all.
Oh, that's all. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears custom cabinet refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is John Kristen Reiter, and if you have not yet read his articles on newsreviews.com, that's newsreviews.com. Shame on you. You ought to go there. And, John, you have a website you'd like to get out? Any other information?
Yes, my website is www.JohnKristenReiter.com. And you'll find a lot of things on my website that just don't, it's, there's such a volume of stuff on my site, it won't all fit on News with Views.
All right, fine. Well, certainly we always enjoy the articles. So we're talking about China. We're talking about how, you know, China is using trade as a weapon. Certainly where I live, not too far from Gilroy in California. Gilroy for, 50 years has been the garlic capital of the world until recently, when China became the garlic capital of the world, because they can produce it far cheaper than we can produce it in Gilroy. And the same thing is happening with so many other things. They're planting massive orchards and challenging America's predominance in producing apples and many other products. And the average individual really doesn't know where their products are coming from, and we're going to have to learn, because can we really just trust the Chinese government that hates the United States?
We can't. it's interesting when you look at this scenario. The reason the United States and Europe is so forgiving of China's economic transgressions, and these transgressions just aren't in creating inferior products or creating toxic products. China is also the world's largest counterfeiter of brand name goods. And when you look at the sins that China has committed in the name of trade, you get to wonder, by what logic would the United States or would China continue to do business with them? And the reason, of course, is that they all think that China is going to open its doors and allow its trading partners access to what could be, should be, but is not, the world's largest consumer base. And when you look at what's going on, the former U.S. Trade Representative, Bob Cassidy, made the remark recently that the United States government is just kowtowing to China, in spite of the fact that Chinese continue to send mislabeled and sometimes deadly foods and counterfeit items of some of the best brands in the United States. And when you look at all of this, and you've got to ask yourself, why? We are as much to blame as the manufacturers of this country, because America's consumers, like America's premier manufacturers, are damning the world's greatest democracy to extinction through their greed. In probably not more than one more decade, the United States of America will lack the manufacturing ability to put together the machinations of war in the event that we are threatened by our trading partners. And our ability to sustain the production that is needed in a major conflict will no longer exist. If you look at World War I and World War II, and the United States of America not only supplied all of the materials needed for its own army, the Army Air Corps, and the Navy, it also supplied all of the weapons of war needed by our allies. And on top of that, we fed most of Europe as we fed ourselves. Sadly, today we lack the ability to fight a major two-front war that is the size of Afghanistan and Iraq. We are being taxed, and we're being taxed to the point where Congress is leveraging this war. It's reached the point where the United States is no longer a world power. We're a world power in the sense that we are the mightiest nation in the world. But if we got into a major war with the Soviet Union, and I say that instead of Russia, and the People's Republic of China, because it's coming, if we got into a two-front war with these two nations, we would be beaten. You've got to stop and think when you look at the major corporations in the United States that are moving either their corporate offices or strong regional offices into China. Boeing is one of those countries. Can you imagine that and war comes on the horizons, and it's a war with China, and we need to create warplanes. And Boeing is now headquartered not in Washington State, but it's headquartered in Beijing. What do you think the odds are of getting planes from Boeing? When you look at steel, when you want to buy steel, where do you buy steel today? You buy steel in China. Steel is what you use to make tanks, airplanes, ships. When you're fighting the people who control the materials that you need to make war machines, how do you make war machines? You don't. And this is the dilemma the United States of America is facing. Because not only are we supplying the money to our enemy to arm to the extent that they can destroy us, we are sending our factories to the countries that we will have to fight to live in 20, 30, 40, or 50 years.
No, I think it's going to be much shorter.
Yeah, I think it's going to be in terms of 5 to 10 years.
But, you know, even mentioned the electronic equipment that we need for our sophisticated weapons, you know, precision bombs and things like that. I mean, the chips, the boards, these are manufactured in China. We get the boards and the chips for our, you know, our intricate, you know, military equipment from communist China. And if we're ever in a war, we're going to be fighting communist China. Why would you let them be producing these things, first of all, and nor military secrets, number one, and second, become dependent upon them when I believe war is much closer than most people dare to suspect?
Yeah, we absolutely must draw a line in the sand. And when an American company pulls up stakes and goes to Mexico, or pulls up stakes and go to China, we stop buying the products of that country. And NAFTA was created as a swinging door so that when these factories leave, they're allowed to come back to bring their products back. Products, American branded products that are made in Mexico, American branded products that are made in China. To bring those countries back, those products back in, put them on the store shelves, and sell them to the American people as made in USA products.
And because of Ford, so much of the, many of the Ford cars now are actually manufactured in Mexico.
Well, it's really interesting. If I was an ad agency wanting to sell a Japanese company advertising, I would pick Toyota or I'd pick Honda. And basically what I would do, I would put a picture of the Toyota vehicle or the Honda Civic or the Honda Accord, and behind it I would have an apple pie. And the headline of my ad would be, "As American as Apple Pie." The sad thing is, you can't say that about Chevrolet anymore. You can't say that about General Motors products. You can't say that about Chrysler. One of the most popular cars in the United States today is the PT Cruiser. Chrysler PT Cruiser, this is a very, very, it's so popular, in fact, General Motors has duplicated the car. They've created a clone. But the PT Cruiser is probably a success story like the Ford Mustang was 30 years ago. But you want to know the funny thing about the PT Cruiser? It is made exclusively in Mexico. It's not an American car. And the American car today is Toyota or Honda, because almost all of the factories that make General Motors vehicles are no longer in the United States. There are a few cars made in Detroit, but not many. The bulk of the American branded cars that we buy are made in Canada or Mexico. They are not made in the United States.
I think it's very interesting, and Dodge is planning on entering into a business arrangement with China. And China makes a car, it's called the Chery. And this is basically a Chinese designed and manufactured car, but they're going to put the Dodge name on it and sell it here in the United States, so people will think they're buying a Dodge product. And they're not. They're going to be buying the Chery Chinese car, but marketed through Dodge dealerships, and the average American have no idea.
Yeah, no. See, and that's sad. The law that was passed in 2002 that mandates the country of origin absolutely has to be, and it has to be on when it's a car, it needs to be on the windshield. On the sticker you look at to see the price, that has to be there. I bought an old Cutlass back in the last century, back around 1995. In fact, it was a 95 old Cutlass. And bought the car at a dealership and took it home because I'm one of these people that buys American. Only it took me a year, and I was looking through the owner's manual, and I discovered that my American car was made in Ontario. Not Ontario, California, Ontario, Canada. And so I bought a Canadian car that's an American brand.
Well, of course.
GM a few years ago ran an advertising campaign when they were beaten for the first time by Toyota. And they ran an ad talking about quality control of American cars. And they cited these examples of how good these American cars were. And then and they had an asterisk and down on the bottom, the cars were made in Canada. And these are their American cars. Well, it's true. Canada's in North America. And Mexico is in Central America. So I guess, in a strict legal sense of the world, these are American cars. But these are not United States cars. And when you take U.S. products and you put them in factories in China, and they're American brands that the American people created as major brands, and you bring these products back into the United States of America and say, these are United States products, they are not. And the American people need to change their buying habits, because if they don't, this nation is no longer going to exist as a nation. It's that simple.
But you know, John, there's a lot of people who buy the Japanese cars because they feel that they're better than the American cars in quality. They'll last twice as long. They build in obsolescence in the American cars, and they build in, you know, survivability into the Japanese cars.
And you know, and that's absolutely true. In the obsolescence that is built into the America, this was deliberate. And this was deliberate because the United States, the most affluent nation in the world, has a product consumption rate of 99.999. In other words, what that means is there are no longer consumers looking for a first product. We have a population rate that's on decline. It's 0.9. What that means is, if when the 100 people die, we're only creating 90 people to replace those 100. So every decade, we have 1 or 2% less people than we had before. We don't have enough consumers to buy the products. We don't have enough factory workers to produce goods at an economical rate for manufacturers. This is why they're leaving the United States. This is why George Bush is trying to bring 20 million Mexicans and legalize them in the United States. We have a population that is in decline. Our population decline is not as bad as Europe's. When you go to Germany, they have a population replenishment rate of 0.5. That means for every 10 people who die, only 5 are being born. Belgium has a population replenishment rate of 0.7. Same thing with England. We are in trouble. We are in trouble because in 1973, we legalized abortion. We have wiped out 69 million people that no longer exist, almost 50 million through abortion. The balance are the people, are the children that these people did not have because they were not allowed to be born to grow up to have the children. We have a serious problem in this country. The problem is people. We don't have enough. We have another problem in this nation, and that problem is we have all of the baby boomers that by 2010, these baby boomers are going to be retiring.
Well, actually, the first ones start to retire the first next year when they turn 62, so by then they'll be 65 by 2010.
But what happens between 2010 and 2015? If the population problem, if the middle-income worker problem is not solved in the United States of America, Social Security goes bankrupt. When Social Security goes bankrupt, the Fed goes belly up, and you're going to see the most massive depression across the world. And this deals with these problems that we're talking about today. We have to buy American products. We have to turn our nose up at products that are made in other countries. We have to force the manufacturers that are slowly sending our jobs overseas to bring those jobs back. Because right now, the United States of America is consumer paradise. The manufacturers in this country right now are trying to capture what they think will be the biggest consumer market in the world, and that being China. But as long as China is a communist nation and state-controlled, it's never going to happen. But right now, we are the consumers China wants because we are the consumers with money that buy products. We have to turn our nose up at those products. We can't afford to buy them. Our lives and the lives of our children depend on that very thing.
Well, how do you feel about tariffs? Do you think we ought to have tariffs to protect our industry?
I think we need to have a tariff wall as tall as the wall we need to put between the United States and Mexico.
Well,
that wall needs to be 12 foot tall.
Okay.
Because when you put the tariffs up there, what happens is when General Motors builds their Chevys in Mexico, when they bring them back, the PT Cruiser from Chrysler or the subcompact from Chevrolet are going to be more expensive than a BMW. And they will then bring their plants back and they'll make their cars here.
Okay, we're out of time, but John, thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure having you with us here at Radio Liberty. Bye-bye. God bless.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Dr. Stan here at the Centers for Communication Network. I hope you enjoyed our interview with John Christian, writer. But the question arises, why are these things happening? Well, we were talking about how already the Japanese cars were better. They would last much longer than American cars. They did not have built-in obsolescence. And we would like to suggest there is a master plan. And we have a four-tape set. We call it the New Order of the Barbarians. It's based upon interviews with Dr. Dunnigan, who back in 1969 heard Dr. Richard Day, who at that time was the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, lay out the whole plan of a group he called The Order. And, of course, basically, one of the things they talked about, the cars. They were going to, of course, shift automobile production to Japan, because they were going to make sure that the Japanese cars were far better than American cars, so Americans would start buying Japanese. Planned back in 1969, and of course gets into population control, encouraging cancer, suppressing treatments for cancer, creating new deadly and horrible diseases to kill off large segments of the population of the world. The four tape set, The New Order of the Barbarians, is the only tape set we have with a transcript. It is one of the most devastating tape sets we have, and we hope many of you want to get it. That's The New Order of the Barbarians. You can get it in four tapes or four CDs available from Radio Liberty. A little bit more expensive because we have to pay a royalty to Randy Engel, who did the original taping on at least three of the four tapes. One of them is my interview. The rest are hers. But it's important you have the information, and you begin to get a glimpse that everything is planned, and I believe we're following a cosmic clock. I believe that what is taking place in the Near East and the Mideast today is part of a long-range plan. You need to get my talk, Forbidden Secret. It comes with a syllabus. If you get them together, you get a decrease to price. Then you need to get, of course, my talk, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and that's available DVD or VHS. And then, of course, if you get along with the book, and you'll get a reduced price as well. You'll get the book and the tape and the talk on either the video or DVD. You need to get my talk on Iraq, The Untold Story. How all of the wars leading up to the present wars, but all of the wars of the last century were contrived. There was no Gulf of Tonkin incident. We sent our boys over there to die. And the communists were never a threat to us because all during the Vietnam War, we were funding the Russians, who were funding the North Vietnamese, who were funding the South Vietnamese, were killing our boys. And if you doubt that, you need, of course, to get my newsletter, starting with, March of this year. They're at my website at RadioLiberty.com. First one you'll want to get will be Professor Sutton's testimony before the Republican Platform Committee in 1972. And boy, did he get into trouble for telling the truth about how we were funding the people who were killing our boys in Vietnam. And that's why we fought a 10-year war over there against a country the size of the state of Mississippi, and we lost the war because we never went there to win any more than we went to Iraq or Afghanistan to win. I mean, do you honestly believe, until very, very recently, we've been funding Pakistan, that's been funding the Pakistani intelligence that funds the Taliban that are killing our boys in the poppy fields and villages of Afghanistan. Now, only since we've been talking about this recently, they're suddenly saying, oh yeah, we're really going after that Taliban. This has been going on for 5 years, ladies and gentlemen. Why didn't we ever get to Osama bin Laden? Why did we really go to war in the Middle East? You need to get my talk, Iraq, The Untold Story, and get the syllabus goes with that at a reduced price, and then understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and survival of Christian civilization. Please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. We'll be back in just a moment.
Blackwork and purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and well, hopefully for the next hour we're going to have Michael Perutka with us. And Michael, of course, was the Constitution Party candidate for the president during the last major election in 2004. He is intimately involved. In fact, he is the person who really has organized the Institute of the Constitution and has actually made arrangements to have these programs put on all across America, where people are beginning once again to understand the foundation of our freedom and why certainly our form of government was created as it was. Why the Founding Fathers didn't just create a democracy. Why certainly they created a limited centralized government. And of course the magnificence of the American Constitution, unlike any other document ever created by man. And why is it unique? Why? Because it acknowledges, according to the Declaration of Independence, that our freedoms come from God. In every other country, in the United Nations Charter, in the Russian Constitution, in the Iraqi Constitution, in the Chinese Constitution, government gives people certain rights. True in the English Constitution, the king grants rights to people. In America, our freedom comes from God. Because, you see, we hold those truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And to preserve those rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their power from the consent of the governed. That's what it's all about. And that's why they enumerated what the federal government could do in Article 1, Section 8. And that's why they put in a 9th and 10th Amendment that simply said, if the power has not been given specifically to Congress to do these things, then it can't do them. And that is why, of course, the tyrants, those who would establish a dictatorship in America, are doing everything they can to circumvent our Constitution, to prevent it from being taught in schools, to prevent it from being talked about in our churches, to prevent it from being followed by Congress, being taught in law schools. And this is why we're in so much trouble today. But we can certainly thank Michael Perutka and the Institute of the Constitution for beginning to reinstitute across America in every one of our states classes where people are learning that message that our Founding Fathers knew so well. And that is that that government governs best that governs the least. And men benefit if they live in a society where they can be free. But our Founding Fathers also recognized that men had to be governed by God. We did not want a theocracy. We didn't want ministers governing our nation. We wanted a nation where every individual governed himself according to the Ten Commandments. And as James Madison had said so well, our form of government was made for our moral and religious people and would not work for any other. And we're having difficulty getting Michael Perutka. So we invite your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And you can talk about the Constitution or freedom or talk about whatever you'd like. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live with an urgent message regarding Ed and Elaine Brown and their brave stand against the IRS. WTPRN.com and GCNLive.com join together to organize and promote the Live Free or Die concert on Saturday, July 14th in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Aside from a day of great music from bands like Poker Face, Dave Von Kleist, Blue Eyed Fools, Paperback Radio, and many more, the true purpose of this event is to come to the defense of Ed and Elaine Brown. Friends, we're also in need of donations to cover costs of staging this historic event. Ed and Elaine Brown have put their lives on the line to stand up to the IRS's tyranny, so please give generously to help this concert become a success. Join me, Randy Weaver, and more surprise guests on July 14th to become part of this effort to defend the Browns, as it is literally a matter of life and death. Again, go to WTPRN.com or GCNLive.com and click on the Live Free or Die banner for all the information. I hope to see you there.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here in Genesis, 2 to 4 p.m., right after Alex Jones, Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10. We want to introduce to you some of the most amazing wellness solutions with Nutridyne, N-U-T-R-I-D-I-N-E, provides the most powerful organic iodine test-activated and monatomic gold to regenerate your mind, body, and spirit. It supports mitochondrial energy, thyroid, stress, and stress hormones, as well as the hypothalamus and your clarity of being. We also want to introduce Living Streams Probiotic, the first second-generation probiotic on the earth. It removes stealth pathogens or organisms that can cause disease, viruses, bacteria, parasites, Lyme, fungi, and candida throughout your body. Eliminate stealth pathogens and order at NutriMedical, that's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Call us to place an order by phone at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. And we are here for you Monday to Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Take care and get protected.
Freedom. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, Michael Perutka. We haven't been able to get hold of him, so we will certainly invite you to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, you know, I don't think most Americans really understand the wonderful form of government we have. Our republic is a dream. No other nation, no other group has ever had anything like this. It was Elmer Davis who said the Republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. President John Adams said, our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Certainly another unknown author said, freedom is not the ability to do whatever you want to do. It's the ability to do what you should do according to the laws of God. And Thomas Jefferson said, the Republican is the only form of government which is not eternally an open and secret war with the rights of mankind. And that's true because the Republican form of government was basically a weak form of government where men would be able to do exactly as they wanted to. Now, there certainly would be restrictions at the state level, but as far as the national level was concerned, the federal government would not monitor us, it would not watch us, it would not number us, it would not tax us, it would not provide for our health or education or welfare, because any government that can provide whatever people want must be able to take whatever they have, and a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave must be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And when you hear all these people saying, oh, we've got to have socialized medicine so we can take care of the people, what they're really saying is, we want to control the people. It's not that they're really concerned at all about the health of the people. In fact, so many of these people are doing everything they can to be sure that things are done as far as our children are concerned, that are poisoning their minds with mercury in the vaccines and aspartame in the diet sodas, and of course with the fluoride in the water, all of which of course are damaging the minds of our children. And it was just, of course, yesterday evening when I did an interview with Professor Narett. And Professor Narett, who's a college professor, been teaching for 20 or 30 years back in New York City. And when I asked him, what about our college students today? How do they compare with college students, say, 20 or 30 years ago? And very sadly, he said they just can't think the same way. And that is really true. They poisoned and destroyed the minds of so many of our children. And of course, there's a wonderful little booklet. It's called The Secret Destiny of America, in which it says, and this is written by a Satanist, it's written by Manly Hall, and this is what he said: for more than 3,000 years, secret societies have labored to create the background of knowledge necessary to the establishment of an enlightened democracy among the nations of the world. And that's really, in many respects, what it's all about. There are secret societies. They have been laboring to bring about world democracy. And what does our president talk about? Why, while we're fighting in Iraq, we want to bring democracy in. And, of course, what's the symbol of democracy in Iraq? Why, a woman with a black shawl over her head holding up her finger with some ink on it. But have you read the Constitution we put in over there? We've created an Islamic Republic where everything is governed by the ruling elite. And of course, this is really what a democracy always is. It does not represent the people. It represents the people who have the money to buy the elected officials. And just as in Washington, D.C., so in Baghdad today, we have the finest politicians that money can buy. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Mike, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi, Stan. You know, every time you give that John Adams quote, it makes me scared. The essence being that our form of government is only workable or intended for moral and just people.
A moral and religious people was what you said, right?
Yeah, religious, yeah. But we're not that anymore.
You're right.
Free speech is supposed to cover every kind of filth imaginable. The bong hits for Jesus case that just went down in the Supreme Court, it was only by a 5-4 vote. Why wasn't it 9-0?
Well, tell us a little bit about that case. I'm not acquainted with it.
Well, it's a case, I believe, is up in Alaska where a student held up a sign in view of a parade and everybody else on looking that said, bong hits for Jesus. And, you know, for those who don't know the drug scene, a bong is like a hookah or a water pipe. It's kind of a thing that you can smoke various drugs in. And nobody's quite sure what the for Jesus part is, but it's just some kind of a sicko blasphemy meant to ridicule Christianity. The school decided to go to court against the kid to try on that he couldn't hold up that sign, and he said, well, it was his First Amendment right to free speech. And the school was incapable of dealing with this. They had, on their own, within their own district or whatever, they had to take it to the court system, and it went, I think, for the last 2 or 3 years, all the way to the Supreme Court, and we couldn't have nine justices over this land that would vote against it. We only had five that would vote against the student.
All right, well, I think the first, Mike, but here's what the real issue is, and the real issue is this is not a matter that should be heard by the Supreme Court. Matters dealing with life, liberty, and property, and speech and religion should be dealt with by the state or the local level, and if the local school says he shouldn't be able to do it, that should be the standard, not the centralized standards set up by a centralized court. The reason, of course, we got into trouble was because of the distortion of the wording of the meaning of the First Amendment, which says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, nor limiting the freedom of speech or of assembly or the right of people to assemble in redress of the grievances. It was a restriction placed on the power of the central government. Well, of course, the evil people who wanted, of course, to destroy the religious foundation of this country and allow pornography and allow every this institution of moral degeneracy and create certainly the moral anarchy we have today, said, oh, well, that really means that the state can't do it, or the local community, there can be no restrictions. Now, prior to the Vietnam War, and remember, the Vietnam War was never fought to defeat communism. It was fought as a diversion so we wouldn't understand what was going on at home. It was a great social revolution. It was engineered by the secret society, specifically the Council on Foreign Relations and the Skull and Bones and others, as a distraction so we wouldn't see what was happening here. But prior to that, the local community could outlaw pornography. The local community could establish standards, and some of those communities, of course, would allow blasphemy, but the majority of our communities wouldn't, because we were a moral and religious people, the majority were. But the whole idea, they knew if they could take God out of our schools for a generation, they could change the whole perspective of our people. And that is why the Masons, who controlled the United States Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971, in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. And, of course, nobody will ever tell the American people that a secret society controlled our Supreme Court, a secret society that believes, of course, in the great architect of the universe and not in the God of the Bible. But this secret society then transformed America from the Judeo-Christian country we were into the first of all, an atheistic country, and now the increasingly pagan country we have become, leaving us open, I fear, for the judgment of God. And that's the reason, of course, you could only get five votes but in the Supreme Court, but they never should have been voting at all. This is not an issue that ever should have gotten to our Supreme Court. This is an issue that should have been decided at the state and the local level, and how easy it would have been to have had one more vote there on the Supreme Court and to have said, yes, of course, there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with it. At least five of the Supreme Court justices said there's something wrong with it, but what they should have said was, this whole issue is unconstitutional. We should get back to what our founding fathers said, and that was Congress, the federal government, the federal legislature, the federal judiciary should have nothing to do with the establishment of religion or passing on these issues.
Yeah, so the issue is so much bigger than free speech. It's an issue of morality. That whole school district did not know how to deal with that kid with the time.
You're absolutely
they
right.
They had to even look at themselves. What did they have in their own mind and heart or experience or teaching that would give them something to stand on for how to deal with this kid?
You're absolutely right.
I was, I hope I got my history right. I was 13, I think, in school when they took prayer out of school. And if I remember right, we said the Lord's Prayer every day.
Well, I know we had prayer when I went to school, and we had a lot better society than we have now. But you see, they had to get God and prayer and the Bible. They had to get morality out of our schools. and the morality they teach today is the morality that comes from Aleister Crowley and the Luciferians. We teach our children, you know, certainly these ideas of, well, you have to determine what's right and wrong. We call it values adjustment, or certainly values assessment in schools, and we teach our children, you determine what's right and wrong. And of course, how is a 15-year-old or 16-year-old kid going to determine what's right and wrong? He can't. And that's what we've laid ourselves open for moral anarchy. And America, once a proud Christian nation, is today a pagan nation. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling.
Well, can I do one more thing?
Hold it. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest is Michael Perutka. Michael, are you there?
I'm here, yes, doctor.
Okay, fine. Well, Michael Perutka is was just about to tell us about the conference they had back in Annapolis, Maryland, at the Institute of the Constitution. They invited Judge Roy Moore to come, and they spent 3 days talking about the foundations of our freedom, which, of course, is the Constitution of the United States, and the fact that the states have the right to acknowledge God. Certainly, they did prior to the period when the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, which is totally unconstitutional. And the Constitution is still the supreme law of our land. Not the judges, not certainly anybody else, but the Constitution. And the Constitution says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or abridging the free practice thereof, until people understand that is the foundation of our freedom. And this whole idea that, well, the state can't acknowledge God, and the local community can't acknowledge God, this was done as part of a planned program to destroy the religious foundation of this nation, to convert us from a Christian nation to an atheist nation, and now into truly a pagan nation. So you pick this story up, Michael.
Well, Dr. Steen, you're so right. I don't know if your listeners realize this, but the constitution of every single state in the union, every one of the 50 states in our union, the constitution of each one of those states acknowledges God. In the case of the state of Alabama, I can't quote it exactly, but the very first sentence of the Alabama Constitution acknowledged God and thanked Him and for His mercy in granting them the ability to govern themselves under His law. Words to that effect. The Constitution of every one of the 50 states contains similar language, and in spite of that, a federal judge, Byron Thompson, told Chief Justice Roy Moore and told the people of Alabama that you cannot acknowledge God. He said that the point of this case, he said that the issue in Roy Moore's case was, can the state acknowledge God? Now, you and I would think, well, that's a lay-down question to answer. Of course, not only can the state acknowledge God, the state must acknowledge God as the source of law and liberty and justice. And yet the federal district court judge told Roy Moore that he could not, and that the state of Alabama, the people of Alabama, could not acknowledge God as the source of law and justice.
But I think, Michael, that people have to understand there is an organized, orchestrated conspiracy against God. And
sure,
if they can turn this country away from God, they can destroy the foundations of our liberty and enslave our people. And there's no better example of this organized, orchestrated conspiracy than, of course, the case against Judge Roy Moore, which had the full support of the President of the United States, who professes to be a Christian, and yet he rewarded the people who, of course, were able, of course, to humiliate Judge Roy Moore.
Well, he did. He did reward William Pryor, who was the Attorney General who prosecuted Roy Moore, and he gave him a federal judgeship. So George Bush it wasn't like he just stayed out of the case and didn't help Roy Moore. What he did was actively work against Roy Moore.
Well, of course, he has a different view of America. And, of course, there are people who do not believe in these concepts of limited government under God. They believe in an all-powerful government that will have, video cameras on every corner, will be tapping our telephones and listening to, what we say. And we'll be reading our emails and reading our faxes and collecting dossiers on all of our patients, because these people have a different vision of America.
They do. Well, you're exactly right. And earlier, Dr. Steen, you said it was a planned program, and you just couldn't be more right. Of course it was a planned program. This is no accident.
All right, we're going to be back in just a minute. Michael, do you have access to a hard line rather than a cell phone?
Not at the moment. I apologize.
Oh, that's all right. Then we'll just go ahead the way we're doing. All right, fine. Well, our guest today is Michael Perutka from the Institute of the Constitution. And we're going to be talking about this whole concept of the effort to destroy the religious foundation of this country. Our country was based upon the fact that we got our freedoms from God, and governments are instituted to protect those freedoms, and of course there is an organized effort to defeat that, and of course right now they're winning.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour. And only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael is simply talking about the hearings when John Roberts, who incidentally, you know, ordinarily you would take your Chief Justice from the Supreme Court from the justices who are already there, who had sat on the Supreme Court, but for the second time in history, as they did with Earl Warren and now with John Roberts, they took a man with no experience on the Supreme Court, and they made him the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, which gives him a tremendous power. And John Roberts, of course, was, you know, being was actually talked at one time about our democracy. Repeatedly talked about our democracy when, if he knows anything at all about our Constitution, he knows this is a republic and not a democracy. You could read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence and the Federalist Papers and the constitutions of every one of our states and never once see the use of the word democracy other than, of course, to abhor that and say the last thing we want is a democracy. And yet, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court refers to our country as a democracy. And then, of course, Michael was talking about when the hearings were being held before the Senate, and John Roberts was asked a question. Well, go ahead, and you pick the story up, Michael.
Well, sure. He was asked a question by Dianne Feinstein that really had to do with it wasn't directly related to his religious beliefs, etc., but he volunteered an answer to that question. He volunteered the answer that he said the Bible would play no part in any of his rulings. He said that he would follow the law as opposed to following the Bible. My point that I was making, Dr. Stan, is that this shows a fundamental, just a deleterious, fundamental lack of understanding of American law for him to make such a statement. Because what he said about, he said, the Bible will play no part in my rulings. The Bible is the ultimate law book. Not in my opinion, not in Dr. Stan's opinion, but in the opinion of the founders of our country, the Bible was where they looked to for their source of authority, for their legal documents and legal decisions and legal based on Scripture. So for Roberts to say such a thing, what he was declaring was that he was a treasonous rebel to American law and American government. And yet, that caused no blip in and raised no red flags for any senators or for any United States media or for the president or for anybody else. But what it should have done was raise a red flag and say that this man has just told us that he's not qualified for this office. But this is nothing new today, Dr. Stan. This is what we face at all levels of government today because of the lack of education of the people. Which, if I can, I want to tell you all that's why we started Institute on the Constitution. I mean, that's why we began the program to help to reconnect American people with American thinking, American laws, American government, American, in fact, American beliefs, because we have strayed or been pushed. It's not really a stray. We've been pushed away from those beliefs by the government schools and by the major media, and American thinking and American beliefs are not reinforced in America anymore. That's why this is vitally important. I urge people to go to Institute on the Constitution's website, which is IOTCOnline.com. IOTCOnline.com. That stands for Institute on the Constitution. IOTCOnline.com. And if you look there, you can find out how you can get materials and information so that you can learn these things, but we've tried to structure it in a very user-friendly way so that you could actually help others to learn these things. If you're at all stirred by the kinds of things you hear on Dr. Stan's program or what we're saying now, or if you're concerned about the things that we're laying before you, please take advantage of IOTCOnline.com so that you can have the tools. You can become equipped with the tools so that you can not just curse the darkness, but help to light a candle in this situation.
And, of course, when you say you would follow the law, what are you talking about? What law? I mean, the law is the Constitution. Did he say, I'll follow the Constitution, or the laws that have been made by men to abrogate the Constitution, such as, of course, the misinterpretation of the First Amendment that suddenly has been said? It's not only Congress will pass no law, but the state government, the local government, the city government doesn't say that. But that, of course, is the law today. And, of course, when they passed that back in the 1960s, it was a total abrogation of all the fundamentals upon which this nation has been created.
There was.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, Dr. Stan. I was agreeing with you in that what people have to wake up and recognize is that that a revolution has happened in America, and our leaders have fomented and have pushed forward this revolution. When I say our leaders, I'm talking about Supreme Court justices, etc. Of course, when John Roberts said, I'm not going to follow the Bible, I'm going to follow the rule of law, that rule of law he's talking about, you and I would have to put in quotation marks. That's not the rule of law at all. It's the rule of man. What he means is he wants to follow, he's been trained up, and he is agreeing to follow that quote-unquote law, which has been promulgated by men, by judges, through what they call case law, which is really a perversion of the kind of the understanding of law that our founding fathers bequeathed to us. So you're absolutely right that it's what he's talking about is not law. As a matter of fact, William Moore calls that unlaw. when he presented to us when he came and gave us a presentation on July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, he called that the current state of what we say is the law of the land. That's unlaw. So we're living in a lawless or unlawful society under what some people call an administration, but I think you'd have to call a regime of lawlessness.
I agree with him. I think people have to understand that the other side, and there is another side, and they write articles, and you can get the articles, will admit that, of course, during the Vietnam War, we were undergoing a social revolution, and that was the reason for the war. It was a great diversion to keep the American people from seeing what was going on, just as the tragic story that's unfolding in the Middle East today is keeping the American people from seeing how we're losing our freedom here at home. Go right ahead, Michael.
I'm sorry, Dr. Stan. You're saying things that I can't help but agree with. That word Vietnam, and also I believe this war in Iraq, these are wars for empire, and they are wars of distraction. What they're doing is there's smoke and mirrors which are taking our attention away from that which is truly dangerous to us. Now, the Ayatollah, the Ayatollah Khomeini, Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, are really no threat to American liberties. They are selling you, they're selling us this idea of terrorism, that we have to, Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein, etc., and then these terrible threats and fears, and they're playing on all that so that they can be our quote-unquote protectors. But in the guise of our protectors, they really are our tyrants, robbing us of liberty, and actually even worse than that, or along with that, dumbing us down to forget what liberty looks like.
In fact, recently, of course, Michael Chertoff, the head of the Homeland Security, said he just had a gut feeling there was going to be a terrorist attack this summer. And, of course, one of the senators said, well, what color modification would be? That would be orange or yellow or red, if you have a gut feeling. Well, what they're doing is trying to frighten us to death. Will there be another staged attack on America to justify that gut feeling, and with that we'll have to give up more of our freedom because of the terrorist threat that we've refused steadfastly to address? We've never tried to get Osama bin Laden, and of course we sent our boys over there, and then as soon as he got into Pakistan, we did not pursue him. Why didn't we pursue Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda into Pakistan and get him and end this whole thing, and then we could have come home? Or maybe that wasn't the plan. Maybe we never wanted to get Osama bin Laden.
Of course.
We wanted the war to drag on and on and on.
And on.
Go ahead.
And on. It's of course, I understand. We don't want to catch Osama bin Laden. We don't want to, because he's the boogeyman.
Right.
We need the boogeyman to keep everybody in line, to keep everybody under control, to keep everybody following following what we want them to do so that we can protect them from the boogeyman.
Right.
It seems a shame and seems stupid to say it's just that simple. It's really just that simple. It has many very, very complex facets, but it's really just that simple. This is, and I want to commend to you again a book that I've recently read by Larkin Rose, called How to Be a Successful Tyrant. He kind of tongue-in-cheek talks about how, he says the old days of trying to be a tyrant through brute force and having a bunch of bullies doesn't work anymore. The way you have to do it is this modern way. If you want to be a successful tyrant, you have to get people to believe that you are their protector and that they need to sacrifice and surrender their liberties to you. And I believe that the points that he makes in that book are quite true.
And I do as well, and that's such a tragedy. And somebody has to tell the American people that there really are people who would change our form of government from a free society into a totally regulated and regimented society. And it's happening so rapidly. And yet, where is the outcry from our leaders? Where is the outcry from our Christian leaders, our political leaders? And, of course, it's deafening and it's silent. So this is why I appreciate what you and your small group of people you're working with there, Michael, are doing. And I'm just hoping that more and more people are going to begin to learn. What sort of a turnout did you get at your meeting there in July?
Actually, we had almost 1,000 people come to hear Chief Justice Roy Moore on the evening of July 1st.
Oh, wonderful.
And then we conducted a conference. We had a couple hundred people come to the conference, and it was a marvelous thing. We really needed more pastors, more church folk, more church elders, etc. We had a number of them, but Dr. Stan, I really feel like, and I really believe that one of the major culprits in this problem in America is that the church has gone to sleep. The church has become an instrument of the state, and has just part of it is because churches have become corporations. And they've gone to Caesar and asked for protection so that they don't get sued or whatever. And Caesar has said, okay, well, I'll protect you just so long as you don't talk about any of these political matters, you know, like abortion or homosexuality, etc. Which, of course, is the church abrogating its right to speak the whole counsel of God and to speak on all issues. And I always try to quote Matthew 20, where the Lord said, where Jesus Christ said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. And that means all authority. That means all. All means all. There isn't any subject matter. There isn't any nook or cranny of the entire universe that Jesus Christ isn't Lord and King over. So there is no subject matter that is out of bounds for preachers to preach about, and yet many of them have been silenced and gagged by a fear that they won't have the donations to their church won't be tax exempt, etc. They've become afraid of men and not afraid of God, and that's a very, very dangerous thing for the country. So we were really hoping, and we did get a number of pastors there. A number of pastors asked excellent questions of Roy Moore, but it really is. This restoration of the American Republic has to involve the church in a major, major way, because that's where the people of God have to preach and apply the whole counsel of God to all of these issues, and not compartmentalize and think, oh well, there's this separation of church and state, so we can't talk about these issues. That's foolishness. No, it's not. It's worse than foolishness. It's heresy. That's a heretical point of view. And we need to preach against it and teach against it. And we need people to stand up and take their rightful places in civil government from the standpoint of following God's law.
I certainly agree with you. And I think it's so exciting we're able to get a crowd of 1,000 people off at that meeting.
Yeah. Well, it was wonderful. Let me tell you also, at that conference, we had Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt, who of course was a Navy chaplain who was court-martialed and demoted and drummed out of the Navy for actually praying in the name of Jesus Christ in his Navy uniform. He came and gave his testimony. It was tremendously encouraging to us just to witness these men who, like Klingenschmitt and Moore, not only talk the talk, but walk the walk. They really applied the thing at sacrifice, at personal sacrifice to themselves. They were willing to stand up. That is tremendously encouraging to face-to-face hear that testimony. And so that was a wonderful part of our conference. Pastor David Whitney, who I know you've had on your program a number of times, Dr. Stan, gave a stirring and excellent presentation on why churches should not be corporations, much more eloquently than I just presented it, but did a great presentation. Justice Tom Parker, who is a current justice of the Supreme Court of Alabama, came and spoke to us as well. A godly man who, in his opinions on the Supreme Court of Alabama, quotes scripture, quotes the law of God, recognizes honestly and adequate and accurately where law comes from. So it was great to have him at the conference. And if people go to iotconline.com, they can reserve a copy of the DVD that we're producing of the conference presentations. This is tremendous information and tremendously encouraging. Dr. Herb Titus, who represented not only Roy Moore, but also the soldier Michael New, who said, no, I'm not going to wear a United Nations uniform. I took my oath to the Constitution of the United States, not the United Nations. He was, Dr. Herb Titus was present and gave a great presentation. We had a panel discussion where we sat together and talked about this false understanding of separation of church and state.
Hold that thought just a moment here.
Sure.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. The Electrolyze Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyze water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyze Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I,
GCNRadioNetwork.com.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we do hope that many of you out there will want to get an understanding of our form of government. And probably there's nothing better that you can get is a little pamphlet. They're only, I think, $3.95. They're called We Are a Republic, $3.95 plus shipping. And it's a compilation of five newsletters on the background of our form of government. You need to understand the difference between a republic and a democracy. And why, of course, why we are a republic and not a democracy. And then, of course, another excellent book would be that by our good friend John Stromer, entitled Betrayed by the Bench. And really, there's no better book on what the Supreme Court has done. And then, of course, to understand why they did it. And nobody really wants to tell you why the Supreme Court justices violated their oath of office and destroyed the Judeo-Christian foundation of our laws. And that's my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will take you into the Masonic influence in our government. It's also covered in two other books we carried. One, of course, is called Unholy Alliance. And then, of course, Paul Fisher's excellent book, Behind the Lodge Door. So that would be Behind the Lodge Door, Unholy Alliance, Betrayed by the Bench, in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get these books, and then you need to get the little pamphlet entitled We Are a Republic. You need to understand the foundations of our freedom. We have a great four-tape set by that title, The Foundations of Our Freedom. It's four talks, four interviews we did with Dr. James Herson. And you need to understand that at one time, every student in our schools knew the difference between a republic and a democracy. And yet, if you talk to them today, they don't, because they've been deliberately dumbed down. There's an organized effort to conceal the truth about this nation, just as is an organized effort to destroy the religious foundation of this nation. There is a conspiracy against God. It permeates every aspect of our society. How do we understand it? Well, we have three pamphlets called The Occult Hierarchy. And what people do not understand is there is another dimension. There is a spiritual dimension, which, of course, the Bible tells us to avoid. It says it don't have anything to do with diviners and mediums and fortune tellers and clairvoyance. And it tells us about people who are, you know, possessed by demons. There is a demonic dimension out there. And that, of course, is where the people who are haters of God dwell. But there are people who can span that space between the dimensions, and that's why our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy is so important, because we quote the writings of the people who are on the other side, who are actually worshippers of Lucifer. We publish writings by the Lucius Trust. You don't believe the Lucius Trust exists? Go up and Google in LuciusTrust.org and understand the rainbow there. And if you haven't, of course, heard, you know, the wonderful talks we have by Constance Cumby, who wrote the book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, you really need to. And, of course, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow will give you tremendous insight to what's going on. We are just about out of the books, but we do still carry a four-tape set by Constance Cumby. We have a DVD or VHS by Constance. It's called The Emergence. And ladies and gentlemen, the emergence is just about to occur as the new world leader emerges on the world scene. And of course, I believe that as we move into our war with Iran, we're going to see a total transformation of the world we live in. Is it going to happen? I think there's No.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient as it responds.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. Two key Republicans have drafted legislation that would require President Bush to put together a plan for narrowing the mission of U.S. troops in Iraq. Senators John Warner and Richard Lugar say the mission should focus on protecting Iraq's borders, targeting terrorists, and defending U.S. assets. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs says the number of battle-ready Iraqi battalions has dropped. Correspondent Sagar Magani.
Back in March, Joint Chiefs Chairman Peter Pace said there were 10 such battalions.
Today, the numbers I saw were 6 battalions.
As the White House acknowledges a lack of